That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. You just got to fill in the blank. 1-800-330-9999. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I was walking yesterday and I saw a car, and a car had both a wire hanger antenna and duct tape on the bumper to keep it together.
Wow, nice.
It
was two for two.
It was a double whammy, and that's all I need to know about you.
You know, that's just a good use of supplies around you. Uh-huh. All right. Mm-hmm. I like the innovation.
Yep.
You know, you do what's necessary. I actually have three or four metal hangers hanging in my garage because you never know when you're going to need them. Could be hanging a muffler. Could be getting your keys of the car. You never know.
Does it even work?
Everybody's got rid of them at this point.
Does it actually work?
It does.
For an antenna for a car?
People used to call it mechanics wire. Yeah, I mean, it does. It conducts things, and it will grab a signal for you.
I took a picture and put it on our Instagram at Anna and Raven, if you want to take a look at it for yourself. I walked by it, and I stopped, and my daughter was like, "What are you doing, Mommy?" I go, "Oh, this is all
too
I
good."
Need to
hang
know
on,
you know,
and
I'll just say that there's two trains of thought when you come to that, where you're repairing things with metal wire. You either got to own it, or you're going to just say, this is a low point in my life. But, you know, I suggest that you own it and you're out there loud and proud.
All right.
I've got one for you here. Mm-hmm. If you're a family member that's dropping off items for a family party I'm having this weekend, and instead of rolling the stuff to the backyard, despite the fact that I have multiple wagons, garden carts, etc., you leave the supplies on my front lawn underneath the pine tree in 90 degree heat.
Ooh.
That's all I need to know about you. Pop, what's up? What is up with that?
I mean, have some respect for your elders. You didn't want it's hot. It was hot outside yesterday.
This guy runs a marathon twice a week. You know, seriously.
Well,
he's a maniac.
No, he just doesn't respect you.
He's not about his fitness at all. He's in far better shape than I am.
Oh, all right. Well, there's that.
I was picking my sister up from the airport yesterday, JFK.
As a matter of fact, maybe that's why he left it there. Maybe he's trying to kill me.
Right.
Wow.
That makes sense.
Sorry. She's like, I want to be on the radio with Anna.
Go ahead, Christian. I've got to think about this.
That's okay. I was picking up my sister from JFK last night. 9 o'clock pickup, which, by the way, not ideal.
Nope.
We got home around midnight, mm-hmm. so I'm dragging a little bit today. The pickup area at JFK, it's unbelievable. The way you try to get whoever's picking you up, you're trying to get their attention. If the way you do it is waving your bag in the air and screaming, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, yeah, but that's actually the only way to do it.
You get off the plane, you're really ready to get in the
car. You're
like,
ah!
Yeah. Right. It's true.
Like, oh, my God.
The 2 minutes that it takes for my car service to get from where my car is parked to the airport is like the longest 2 minutes of your life once you've gotten off the plane. And you just got back from vacation.
Right. It's true. Well, you're ready to go home.
Especially when you're married because your wife's like, where are they? It's been 92 seconds.
If you want to chime in too, call us 1-800-330-9999. All you got to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, it's all I need to know about you.
And Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.